Proclamation number 8124 of 13th of March, 1962. God wants his essence to be known. Anyone who voluntarily gives himself to me so that my spirit can flow into him. Who only ever desires to make contact with me, whose spiritual spark thus unites with me, his Father Spirit of Eternity, can also be certain that he is protected from adversarial influence, for I possess his will, and thus the human being's soul has also turned away from him of its own free will because it is not subject to any compulsion from my side. Hence the soul desires me, and in this desire it opens itself to my illumination of love and is filled by my spiritual strength. You humans should understand that this process is and has to be an act of free will and that the human being thereby also proves to me that he has passed the test of will, that he acknowledges me as his Lord, to whom he gives himself in all intimacy, because otherwise the bond of the spiritual spark with the Eternal Father Spirit would not cause me myself to reveal myself to him in the Word. How could I address a person who does not open his heart and ear to me in free will? How could I convey divine revelations to earth if a human being does not offer me this opportunity himself by making himself into a receptacle into which I can now pour myself out? And that it is my spirit which now expresses itself can truly be recognized by the content of my revelations. For it is only ever love which I preach. It is only ever the crowning work of love which Jesus Christ accomplished in order to redeem people, which I bring to your attention through my revelations. And if my spirit can therefore be effective in a person, then the person himself will also be enlightened, and he will know that he is instructed by the eternal truth itself and that he therefore also has every right to use the spiritual knowledge which has been instilled as conveyed to him directly by me. Anyone who appreciates my greater than great gift of grace will also defend it against all attacks, for this is his strength, that he has faith in me and my fatherly love which will protect him from all untruth and which will also let him recognize at all times where the adversary is at work, even if he appears under the mask of an angel in order to mislead people. If I can guide my word to earth, I will also set up guards who protect both my word as well as my servants from hostile influence because where my spirit can express itself, the fulfillment of the task is also required of me, to spread my pure word, to inform fellow human beings of my will and especially of my nature, which is no longer properly recognized but which people should get to know because I caught their love, which, however, can only demand a most perfect nature. But you humans no longer recognize me in my nature. You have received a wrong image of me through much error. I have been portrayed to you humans as an angry God, as a punishing judge who only ever condemns and whom people therefore only fear but cannot love. I therefore reveal myself to you as a God of love, wisdom and might. And I want those whom I can address through the Spirit to testify of me, that they confess me myself with fervor and guide truthful knowledge everywhere, so that it will become light in people's hearts and their souls will also turn to me in love, because then they will turn away from my adversary and thus also have passed their test of will for the purpose of which they dwell on earth. And therefore I will also not tolerate that you are hindered in your work of love. Time and again I will speak to you. Time and again my spirit will work in you and give you delicious spiritual knowledge. And you can truly believe that I myself can only be present in you when you have prepared a dwelling place for me. You can believe that I am within you when I speak to you and that I also help you in every way to gain victory over the substances of the body which, because they are still immature, sometimes cause you problems. Yet my radiance of love will also touch the spiritual substance and also bring about its maturation. For your will belongs to me. And thus you are mine, and I will never ever leave you in my adversary's hands. And even if he keeps running against you, even if he keeps trying to make you waver in your faith, my love will hold you because your free will belongs to me. Amen.